When I spoke to you last time, we talked about the possibility that you might face some payback from the White House for publicly rejecting Trump as a candidate. And I wanted to know, have you had any experience of that so far in the dealings with him or with the White House?
No, I they haven't been calling me to come down there for lunch, but I didn't expect that to happen either. But, no, I think that, quite frankly, this guy just wants to get things done. And so he was really taken aback when he invited people down to the White House, for example, during the Affordable Care Act negotiations. And some of them told him to his face and weren't going to support it. They invited my group down, the Tuesday group, and I didn't think there was any reason for me to go and tell the wizard himself that I was going to vote against it. So I didn't go. And that was prudent for me to do so, I think. But the bottom line is I haven't seen any major repercussions of it. And moving forward, I think he's all about trying to get things done, and we should try and get things done. And I'm going to do the best I can to try and get things done and serve my constituents the best I can.
And how do you think your speaker, Paul Ryan, is doing trying to ride this three-headed horse of, the right wing of his caucus, the president, and his own agenda?
I think it's like trying to herd cats that drink a lot of caffeine. Everybody's running every which way, and he's trying to herd them all together, and I think he's having – it's a tough time. But, things can be done, and I think everyone's doing a little self-examination right now. And quite frankly, I think that the Freedom Caucus is really kind of been the far right wing of the party. They're more about saying no than they are about coming up with ideas. And I think that even they are doing some self-examination. So I'm cautiously optimistic going forward that perhaps everyone's going to try and do what's best for the country. And I hope they do. I hope their heart's in the right place. But there's no question about it. He's got a very tough job. Very tough job.
Well, let's imagine that they keep saying, as you say, they keep saying no, and their view and their strategy is that there's some political integrity in that, and also some kind of political payoff, I think, down the line. How do you see that playing out for Congress and how it functions, but also what happens in the midterm elections?
Well, I think all of it's in play right now. There's no question about it that there is a backlash. We've also seen from the Democratic side, to be fair. Is there some dysfunction on the Republican side? For sure. But I think the Democrats have got to decide to do something more than just simply say no to everything and be obstructionist because in the hopes that that'll get the thing done, get things moving. But that's part of the problem of Washington. And I'm part of a group called No Labels, and it's called the Problem Solvers, a group of serious Democrats and serious Republicans who want to try and reach across the aisle to get things done and lead by example. And we're becoming more and more strong as a coalition, and we're actually going to start having some more structure to what we're doing. And that coupled with the Tuesday group, and I think we're really trying to set an example that you have to, if you want to get anything done in Washington, you have to work with the other side, at least to some extent. Try and get some people from the other side to buy into what you're doing. I've done that since I got here. That's why I've had more bills passed than anybody in Congress. I've had 18 passed. Now I had 3 more this term. So every single one of them I have Democratic co-sponsors on, and I'm going to continue to do that. And that type of idea has to break through because both parties right now are dominated by the far left and the far right, and that's why we have such gridlock, and we got to break through it.
So another political question, but sure. This one about you and your district and your future. If there is a political midterm storm coming, some people have suggested there is one coming, it does seem like you've done a pretty good job boarding up the windows, to extend the metaphor. Do you worry more about a challenge from the left, or do you worry about the right?
Honestly, I don't care, because I don't mean to say be flippant about it, but the bottom line is I'm always going to have a challenge in a district like this. And quite frankly, if I had one wish, if I could wave a wand and do one thing, I'd make every district in the country between a D5 and an R5, being anywhere between on the spectrum, between 5% more Republican to 5% more Democrat. If you had that, you would have everybody forcing to make tough decisions like I do every single vote. And if you do that, I think you'd be much easier to build consensus. So I've been told since I've been in office that, oh, my God, you're never going to beat the incumbent, and we beat him by 20 points. And then they said, oh, my God, you're the top target in the country. You're going to get crushed, and we won by 22. So I'm not saying I'm going to win. I'm not saying I'm going to lose. I'm just saying that I'm going to do what's best for my constituents no matter what, and whatever happens, happens. I'll accept it.